I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We begin today in Uganda, where U.S. Special Forces are tracking down the Lord's Resistance Army leader, Joseph Kony. There's no deadline for the military mission. Words of Hope's Lady Young says Ugandan staff greeted the move with some skepticism.
Initial reaction was one of surprise that the United States would have gotten involved in this. Kony has been active for decades, and why now is the question that naturally has sprung to many of the people's minds.
Words of Hope is broadcasting the gospel into Uganda in Luo, Luganda, Bari, Dinka, and Nuer. Next, more than 13 million people are currently threatened by the effects of drought in the Horn of Africa. But according to Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer, the good news is rains have started. The bad news? They still need food. They just started a three-month food distribution project where they're ministering to those who have fallen through the cracks. Palmer says their teams use the opportunities to build relationships.
They're motivated by needs of people and their love for Christ. So they're people that we've worked with for years that have a heart for sharing their faith.
We have ways you can get involved at our website. And the gospel is slowly breaking into the world's last Tibetan Buddhist kingdom. For the last 10 years, Southern Baptists in particular have been lifting Bhutan up in their prayers, according to the International Mission Board. It seems their prayers are being answered. Within the last decade, Christianity, which used to be banned, has become acceptable. The New Testament's also been translated into three more languages, so keep praying for boldness and freedom for believers in Bhutan. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.